Rakesh is on the line. Hello, Rakesh.
Hi, Chris.
Fire away.
It's regarding the theory of relativity and the light. So I'm kind of, you know, like I have been trying to understand theory of relativity for the past 3-4 years. And as per this, like if a body tries to move faster and tries to reach to the speed of light, the time kind of slows down. So I was just wondering, a photon 100 million light years away, and it takes 100 million years to reach us, and it's traveling at the speed of light. And so for the photon, the light has basically stopped. So what does it mean? Like how the time has stopped for the photon if it has taken 100 million years to reach us over here?
Tamala, what do you think? Nice, easy question for 20 past six
know.
On
He's
a Sunday evening.
Probably been studying relativity longer than I have, but I'll do my best. So absolutely right. If the particle is approaching speed of light and it had a clock on it, we as observers of that particle going extremely fast would see that time slows down and approaches this sort of eventual stopping. It is impossible to imagine the frame of reference at the speed of light. Special relativity doesn't really deal with that. It takes the speed of light as a constant, and that's regardless of what speed you're going at. So even if you're 99% the speed of light, you're still measuring c as c. So in that sense, it is difficult to answer, like, what kind of time is the photon experiencing? But just to say that if you were a particle moving at 99% the speed of light, in your own frame of reference, time is moving normally. You have a much faster ticking clock compared to the observer that sees that time is nearly slowed down. And actually, you've probably heard of this, but we've experimentally confirmed time dilation here on Earth. There was an experiment back in the 70s that put these atomic clocks on commercial aircraft and had them fly around the Earth, both in the eastward direction and the westward direction, and were able to compare, once they got back on Earth, with sort of naval observatory clocks. And actually, there was this difference because they were moving faster than the Earth's rotation at some point.
The Great Pyramids also distort time, don't they? Because they're very massive, and so they bend space-time.
There's
so time travels at a different rate.
Exactly.
Yes,
yeah.
which again, that really does blow my mind. What? The whole concept of you go near something very massive, and time changes. So you go to Egypt, sit next to a pyramid, and actually time is distorted. So maybe the Egyptians were onto something when they said that they were going to try and make their pharaohs immortal. Because relative to the rest of them, they are aging more slowly.
To extend this even further, if you go to a black hole and kind of start falling into a black hole, your observer is seeing that time has nearly stopped for you as you fall towards it because you've warped that time so much. So yeah, lots of interesting things going on.
Tamala, thank you very much. You're listening to The Naked Scientist with me, Chris Smith, also with Richard Hollingham, Tamala Masil, Ginny Smith and Tom Burgoyne, who we're going to be talking to in just a second. If you'd like to get in touch with us here on the programme to ask a question, chris@thenakedscientist.com, or you can tweet @nakedscientist.